Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Karen. I'm co-leading Race Course House Church. Before we start, let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for today, Lord, for giving us new mercies every morning, Lord. Lord, please speak to us through your word with the help of the Holy Spirit. Help us to live a life that is pleasing to you. Amen. So today we will be reading Matthew 23:29. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tie mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done, without neglecting the others. You blind guides, straining out a net and swallowing a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of the cup and the plate, that then the outside also may be clean. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within are full of dead people's bones and all uncleanness. So you also outwardly appear righteous to others, but within you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you build the tombs of the prophets and decorate the monument of the righteous, saying, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. Thus you witness against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Filled up, then, the measure of your fathers, you serpents, you brood of vipers. How are you to escape being sentenced to hell? Therefore I send you prophets and wise men and scribes, some of whom you will kill and crucify, and some you will flog in your synagogues and persecute from town to town, so that on you may come all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to blood of Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, whom you murder between the sanctuary and the altar. Truly, I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones, those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together like a hen, as a hen gather her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen. Yeah, so in Matthew 23, Jesus warns his disciples against hypocrisy. Particularly in verse 3, we observe Jesus' summary statement. So you, his disciples and the crowd, must be careful to do everything they, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees, tell you. But do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. In other words, the teachers of the law and Pharisees do their works to be seen, and they live for the praise of men. Jesus elaborates with examples, specifically seven woes on the teachers of the law and Pharisees. We can infer the nature of God from these woes. One, God can speak plainly. For example, he criticized the Pharisees and scribes. Jesus says they are blind guides. Additionally, Jesus warns of coming judgment. Two, God sees into our hearts. Unlike humans who can only see the outward appearance, God sees everything, including our hearts. For instance, Jesus pointed out that the Pharisees and scribes only cleaned the outside of the cup, satisfied with a superficial cleansing and the appearance of righteousness. However, inside they are full of sin and corruption. 3. God cares about us. God can speak plainly and see into our hearts because He cares for His people and calls for their repentance. That is, their hearts to turn towards Him. 4. God's love surpasses knowledge. Although many in Jerusalem misunderstand Him, and some even want to kill Him, Jesus still wants to pursue Jerusalem as a hen gathers her chicks. In this way, a hen always watches for danger. When she sees an animal that could hurt her chicks, she warns her babies. Some of the baby chicks quickly run under the wings of their mother for safety. The mother hen keeps her chicks under her wings until the danger has passed. In other words, Jesus didn't hate the men who did not love Him. His heart actually broke for them. When they sin, God does not hate them, but He feels sorrow, knowing that in every way their sin and rebellion will lead to their destruction, specifically the complete destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70. So recently I have started writing a gratitude journal. I'm amazed at how God protects and works in my life. He does the extraordinary and the ordinary. For example, talking to my husband, seeing my family, meeting friends for a meal, hearing godly advice, protecting us from accidents, providing us with a job, appreciating nature, and most importantly, granting me a peace of mind. God does not only want us to enjoy His blessing, but also share His blessing and love with others. As I begin to appreciate more little things in my life, my heart starts to change slowly, and am less self-absorbed and have a stronger desire to worship. I'm more willing to serve and care for others, not because I want to gain approval, but because I genuinely want to. Even just a word of encouragement, buying birthday cakes for the house church members, writing a card to someone that is kind to me, listening to a friend that had a bad day. I always remind myself to stay humble and don't steal the glory of God. As Jeremiah 17:9 says, "Human heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure." There are still many times I want to fix things, do things on my own way, and I could get anxious about many things in life. However, God is always so gracious, not giving up on us and reminding us His faithfulness. Like what the passage said, God wants to be at hand to protect her children. The question is, do we let Him? Let's focus at the present and learn to appreciate little things in life. Then you will experience God's love and peace even in your daily lives. So I'd like to close this prayer on the One app. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, we offer You a sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise. We pray that You will bless everyone who believes Jesus is the Christ in the workplace. We pray that You will bless them with the spirit of fearing the Lord and the spirit of strategy. Bless them the talent, knowledge, and wisdom they need at work. Have positive influence and in turn become the blessing of their home country. May they have heavenly peace and joy, and bless them and keep their families with harmony and peace. Help them spread the gospel to those who have not yet known to You, so that others would know Your love and grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
purify my heart. Let me be as gold, pure gold. Refiner's fire. My heart's one desire is to be.
Thank you. All right, let's start. Let's start with praying for healing, for Hazel, for Isaac, for Eddie, and for Anna. Let's pray for Spin and Spill. We know there's like anniversaries coming up and anniversaries that happen. Let's pray and thank God for all that He's brought through and all the years that He's going to continue being with. Let's pray for continuing things that are going off people in this circle. I guess for Chris and their families, for Kat and Miriam, us families, as their grandmother just passed away. We'll just pray for just Lord's peace to be upon their whole family. Thank you. also for is it Otto? Oh, yeah, for Otto, for Pastor and Otto, who can't be with his family now. Let's just pray. Also pray for Catherine's grandma and aunt. Just continue praying for God's healing to be upon them. Do you have any other prayer requests that you'd like to share this time so we can pray together?